question for you this morning, and I want you to go ham on this, okay? I want you to suggest Irish things that I can get my boyfriend Jack to tattoo on himself.
Okay. This is a bit much now.
Oh my God, poor Jack.
Do you mean as a joke?
Yeah.
Okay, thank God.
No.
Wait, you're being serious.
A real tattoo.
No, guys,
not henna, Aaron.
At a point of utter Irish delusionment. He's just so fascinated by everything at the moment. Listen, get in touch. Irish things that I can convince Jack, my fella, to get tattooed on his body. 0877111038, that is our number. Just to bring you back. So Jack grew up in Yorkshire in England. His mum is from Cork, so he spent loads of time in West Cork growing up. But he's only living here in Ireland for the first time since March. And ever since he met me...
You did that. Well done.
Thank you very much. We're just trying to encourage him now to get sorted with the passport, and then we are laughing.
Oh, wow.
From the second I met him, he got really interested in trad music, all that kind of stuff. We had an Irish playlist. He's trying to impress you, I think. Maybe, but he did get super into it. Is there trad on a Rebels night? Can we go?
He does seem to have some sort of like really incredibly addictive personality.
Maybe.
As soon as you show Jack anything, he gets obsessed with it.
I suppose, though, the difference of it is a lot of he sees things happening and he goes to things with me and he'd be like, okay, I get now why my mom would say that. I get now why my mom would do that.
Right,
or whatever.
Okay.
Do you know, because his mom is an Irish woman.
Yes.
He was growing up in England or whatever, and raised these two boys or whatever. And there were certain things where they'd be like, what are you on about? And now she's like, oh, I get what my...
The kids of immigrants or people that have moved over, they suddenly really connect with their Irishness. I remember my cousins in London. I was staying with them for a while when I was in college, and my cousin would come in after a night on the pints and be talking to me about Bobby Sands and all, and they're obsessed with it just infiltrates in their
head. Bobby Sands.
I'm sure there are a few Bobby Sands.
But even things like Irish funerals, he'd find that totally fascinating.
And we're great with death.
We celebrate our
debt. Basically, over the weekend, we took it a step further. And in case you weren't with me on this last week, I was telling you that we decided to go to Newgrange. We were both feeling very tender after a night out a few weeks ago, and we needed to experience something bigger than ourselves. And we got lost on YouTubers talking about Newgrange, and he was like, we simply must go.
Of course.
Went to Newgrange last week. His mind was blown, okay? Just obviously, and that's fair enough. My mind is blown.
Yeah,
Newgrange
is a class place.
Incredible. And then that was on Saturday. The poor lad was just come to terms with that, and then we went to Dermot Kennedy.
What a combo.
If you've never been to Dermot Kennedy before live, and just this was an acoustic set as well, God help Jack. He was just in awe, and everyone there of course was in awe, but
I think if I went to Newgrange and then a Dermot Kennedy concert, I'd have to spend the next week and a half on my phone with the iPad there and the telly there in the cinema. Do you know what I mean?
Watching the Premier League, doing English stuff.
Talk about grounding experiences though, and the way that Dermot delivers lyrics and that makes people connect with them is just fascinating. So anyway, here's the thing. Jack's at the point now where he wants a tattoo of something he's experienced since he moved here, and the booking has been made. We're going to my girl in Waterford on
Saturday. Really?
Yeah. I'm going to get something small as well. I haven't decided what yet. But basically, Jack's I don't know.
I have the Spin logo tattooed on me. Would you consider getting that done?
That's very Irish.
Yeah, very Irish. But we're thinking, right? Irish mythology, Irish folklore, music, Irish passage graves, right? But I kind of... He's looking...
Just get Michael Collins' gravestone just tattooed on him.
Get the petrol station.
You go back to England, they think we tortured him. You're hold him down.
The current conversation in the house is how to get a certain Dermot Kennedy lyric tattooed in Ohm, right?
Oh my God.
Well, I want to take it a bit further and I want to take the mic, right? I want to go to him and say, I think if you really want to feel your Irish heritage, you should get the spire up your leg.
Oh, brilliant.
From ankle to hip.
I love that.
Yes, oh my gosh.
I would love to convince him that dust in the turkey's beak is a really important symbol in Irish culture.
Yes, it has magical powers.
Dustin the turkey, you don't know about him. He's a mythical creature from the Neolithic period. His beak is blessed. It blesses people with wisdom, with those who kissed it.
That's very good.
I think as well, I'd love to convince him to get a salmon on the thumb because he's currently really invested in the Salmon of Knowledge story.
That would actually be cool.
And you just keep keep sucking it for knowledge, you know.
Every time you're stuck in work, excellent.
Just give it a suck.
I love that.
That's brilliant.
I actually want that. Oh my god, the Walkenstein roundabout right across his chest.
Yes.
A chest piece.
So good.
And like seven. The different turnoffs go into his different limbs.
What Irish things can I convince my boyfriend Jack to get tattooed? He's on quite a journey at the moment with his Irish heritage. He has an Irish mam, but he was reared in Yorkshire in England, and he moved here back in March. So he's loving it. And we were at Newgrange last weekend. He was fascinated. The poor fella hadn't a chance to get over that, and he was at an acoustic Dermot Kennedy gig on Monday. His mind is just absolutely blown by everything.
That's too much Irish all at once.
I did feel like, just take a break now and get back to boxing. There's just too much going on. Yeah. So he's so inspired that he and for a while he's not about this, but now he really feels inspired to go ahead and get an Irish inspired tattoo.
You'd have to, after the most Irish day, and he probably went home and watched the Late Late Show or something like that.
I was thinking of things to kind of convince him are like well worth getting tattooed. Like he's fascinated with Irish mythology now and folklore. And when it comes to the salmon of knowledge, I was saying things like, you know, maybe like you should get like a salmon on your thumb and then you just suck it to get some knowledge.
I genuinely love that one.
Make him think that Dustin's beak and Dustin the turkey was some kind of mystical creature from the Neolithic pyramid or period or something like that.
A sock for socky.
Yeah. On your foot. Yeah. So ask him for your suggestions this morning of other things we should convince Jack to get tattooed. Niall is standing by. What do you think, Niall?
A bowl of cuddle.
A bowl of cuddle.
Isn't that great?
That is disgusting as a tattoo.
Whereabouts on his body should he get that, Niall?
Oh, I don't know. On his leg or something.
Okay, that's all you thought.
Just like the boiled sausage coming out of the bowl. I'm just imagining.
That was going to be my next question. Should the sausages be browned or not?
No, it can't be browned.
Just the fleshy pink lads.
The bowl around a certain anyway.
It's not even like...
Yes.
Oh no.
Okay.
That is actually pretty smart.
Thanks, Niall, for
bye,
nothing.
Niall.
That was awful. Good luck.
Bye.
That was awful. Adam has said a plate of bacon and cabbage.
That could be
That's
good.
Actually not bad shout.
Less phallic undertones than a bowl of
Very true.
Very good. Amy said, I think Jack should get Molly Malone tattooed on him. Hope Emma wouldn't mind him having a picture of another woman.
Are you joking me? I'd be groping those boobies on that body.
Throw a t-shirt on poor Molly if you're doing that.
Michelle was in touch as well.
I have had way too much fun out of this. Two things. So you can get the Blarney Stone with lips puckered up and then a self-portrait of Emma beside it because he's come to Ireland and he stayed. Or you can get the Giant's Causeway. Very patriotic girl here.
Yeah, it just has rocks on his back or something.
Why not?
Giant's Causeway on the arm that like he can hold up like Talisa did in X Factor.
Evan has said, Crow Patrick on his chest and one of his nipples as the church. On the peak.
Oh my god, yes.
So specific, Evan.
Jim said, the ultimate tattoo, the Proclamation of Independence. To be fair, if he's serious, that's straight down the
That's
back.
How you know loyalty, Emma. That's how you know he's sticking around.
And D, get him to get the owl from the Late Late Show.
Yeah, I was thinking of like Tuberty's Christmas jumper.
Yes.
Just get it tattooed on
him. I'm real like, what can we make each nipple? Like each nipple is the eyes of the owl. I think, yeah.
Callum.
Well, I have one in here that's just come in from Holly. And you can utilise the nipples here because there's two of them. Get Jedward's face.
I can't believe it took until now for someone to mention Jedward. Come on.
Well, the tattoo booking is happening at the weekend. I will fill you in on Monday. You just wait until he's sucking his salmon thumb.
I don't have time for all these. Get me busy.
Yeah.